Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, each and every Friday, recapping the week that was with Life and Styles. Juliet Eason, events editor. Juliet, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing excellent, thank you. It seems that Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are also doing very well. And a lot of people talking, especially after the Billboard Awards last weekend, that they are not afraid to show the little PDA action.
They are not. We saw them kiss at the Billboards, and that was one of the first times that the world got to see them kiss,
right,
breaking millions of little girls' hearts all over the world.
Of course.
And now they are on a quite adult romantic vacation in Maui, and it doesn't appear that there are any parents with them. And they have been frolicking out in the water. She was straddling him, and he was holding her up. They've been making out all over the place and getting very touchy-feely. So it's definitely on like Donkey Kong, as they say.
as they say, as the youngins say. Juliet, I've talked about this before on my show and on television. They've done a great job managing Justin's professional life, but his personal life has been, the whole Lasertron incident, the fact that, he's the biggest pop star in the world, and they put him, in a Lasertron room with all these kids that he doesn't even know. It's a dark room. Anything can happen. I don't get it. So, the fact that you're going to send this kid again, he's worth all of this money, and he's so well-known, and he's only, 17? You're sending him to Maui, with his girlfriend, who's also very famous and very well-known. Where's the security? Where's the parents? I don't know. It's just kind of, I feel like they're setting themselves up for something. And I hope nothing bad happens to him, but it kind of makes me scratch my head.
I agree. And I think we've seen this before when you come into a lot of money at a young age. He has so many people on his payroll that don't want to piss him off because they don't want to get fired.
Right.
But he gets away with a lot.
And I will say this much. It's nice that they're trying and allow him to lead the normal life of a teenager, which
right.
I think is great and commendable. But at the end of the day, he's not your average teenager. And you got to take that into account as well. But, of course, we'll follow up with Life and Style Weekly. Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So on the cover of the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly, talking about Blake Lively and Leonardo DiCaprio, who has moved on from Bar Raffaele, I guess, now, and this couple's heating up.
They are. She's a very lucky girl.
Uh-oh. I said somebody's a little jealous here.
Just a little bit. who didn't love Titanic? Who wasn't obsessed with Leonardo DiCaprio for the past 15 years? And she was out partying in Cannes with a bunch of A-listers, and the two of them were getting cozy while in Cannes, and then they took a trip to Italy right after that. So it looks like it's definitely very on for them. Meanwhile, Leo's ex-girlfriend, Bar Raffaele, was flaunting her ridiculous supermodel bikini body all over the place in Cannes, sort of posing on a yacht, looking awesome. So hope he doesn't have second thoughts.
And this was kind of like their second or third run at things as well. I feel like they've always kind of been like a very on-off.
They break up a lot.
Speaking of breaking up a lot, somebody else that you guys cover extensively in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly, Jennifer Aniston, who I guess now finally has maybe found true love again.
We'll see. I think any relationship of Jen's you have to take with a grain of salt because they never really seem to go for the long haul, unfortunately. But her newest guy is Justin Theroux, who she has known for some time. And he's sort of the mix of all of her exes. He's loves danger like Brad. He rides motorcycles. He's really funny like Vince Vaughn. And he's a rebel like John Mayer. He got kicked out of multiple schools and he has some tattoos. And both of their New York apartments are actually only about a 10-minute walk from each other. So it's convenient.
Well, you can read about these stories and much, much more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason. Hey, thank you for the 411. Have a great long weekend.
You too.